Queen ants eat their own offspring to protect the colony. When establishing a new colony, the queen of the black garden ant species may eat infected larvae to prevent the spread of disease. According to a study published in Current Biology, if a newly hatched black garden ant, Lacius niger, becomes infected, the queen will eat it to prevent the disease from spreading to other ants, Science Alert reported on September 30th. The queen starts the colony on her own, nearly starving herself to raise the first worker ants. The more workers a queen can produce, the better her chances of survival. So the ability to eat and recycle infected larvae into healthy ants means that valuable resources are not wasted, explained biologist Flynn Bizzle from Oxford University, a member of the research team. Bizzle, along with fellow biologist Christopher Pull from Oxford University, discovered that worker ants in established colonies typically do not cannibalize their peers. However, when the colony is new and vulnerable, the queen, confined with her offspring in a crowded space, cannot remove infected larvae from the nest. In this environment, the risk of infection is extremely high. Therefore, when the queen detects illness in the nest, she eliminates the infected larvae as soon as possible. If necessary, she will consume up to 92% of the infected larvae. Queens that do this are able to lay 55% more eggs in the next reproductive cycle. To test this, Bizzle and Pull exposed 5 larvae of each queen ant to fungal spores. After leaving the larvae alone for 24 hours to develop the disease, though not yet contagious, they reintroduced them to the colony and observed the queen's behavior. Within hours, the queen ate almost all of the diseased larvae, leaving the healthy ones untouched. Remarkably, the fungal disease did not seem to affect the queen, even after she consumed the infected larvae. Bizzle and Pull believe that queens protect themselves internally. They observed that both before and after consuming the larvae, queens appeared to tend to a gland on their abdomen, which produces an antimicrobial acid toxin. Ingesting this toxin may help queens neutralize pathogens in their digestive systems. In a subsequent experiment, when queens encountered dead infected larvae that had begun producing contagious spores, they sprayed venom from their gland onto the bodies. However, this stage poses significant danger to the queen. Even after spraying venom, she still faced an 80% chance of dying from the infection. In cases where the queen survived, her offspring were often wiped out. Therefore, acting early to prevent the spread of disease is crucial. The new research provides evidence that queens resort to cannibalism as a defense mechanism against disease, protecting both their own lives and those of their other offspring.